USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for the media outlet Gateway Pundit have filed a legal motion seeking to publicly release the names of the clients of Jeffrey Epstein. The who's who of illicit clients was heavily discussed during the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Since being found guilty, she is serving time in a cushy minimum security prison in Florida. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the state's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday, beating out a 21-candidate field to replace exiting Senator Roy Blunt.
Tonight, the Republican voters of Missouri have spoken, and I am honored.
In other primaries Tuesday, Kansas voters decided to keep abortion rights. Tudor Dixon won Michigan's GOP primary to take on Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thursday, Tennessee goes to the primary polls, as the midterm elections are in November. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Nancy Pelosi has departed Taiwan, but before she left.
And on this strong foundation, we have built a thriving partnership, grounded in our shared values of self-government and self-determination, focused on our mutual security interests in the region and across the world, committed to the economic ties that power prosperity for all of our people.
California's Oak Fire continues to burn.
The Oak Fire just west of Yosemite National Park is 76% contained. CAL FIRE saying the blaze has ripped through more than 19,000 acres. The number of structures destroyed is up to 193. That includes 127 homes. Evacuation orders have been lifted for some residents. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing continues this weekend at Michigan International Speedway. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
NASA said the sun is getting very active and that could cause problems here on Earth. The space agency warned the activity level of the sun has quickly ramped up. Scientists expect to see more solar flares and solar eruptions that could impact radio communications, navigation signals, and electric power grids here on Earth. The increase in activity could also pose a risk to spacecraft, GPS signals, and even create concerns for the airline industry. As three other green bills have netted virtually nothing for the average American as it increases our recession's longevity, bill number four could be voted on this week, spending roughly another $500 billion. The Senate Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act is just smoke and mirrors, so says Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
I'm doing everything I can to discourage anybody who's even thinking about voting for it. Of course, Joe Manchin did a magnificent, or I should say Olympic-worthy flip-flop from his previous position in opposition to this. He said he was worried about inflation, would wait to see the July and August numbers. The Penn Wharton study that was done of this proposal said it will do nothing to reduce inflation. It's all smoke and mirrors at this point. Two things we know it will do is raise taxes on people making this less, as little as $10,000, and it will make inflation worse.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.